Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
If you don't have a reason to say amen, say it anyway.
Amen.
Because you have a reason. You may not know it, but you do have a reason.
Amen.
God is good. And all the time, God is good. We always like to start off by saying that God is good because we know that He is, and He's been good to each and every one of us all the time. It's so good to see all of you this morning, as this is another day that we are having an opportunity to serve the Lord. And it's good to be able to serve the Lord. This morning, the scripture was read for your hearing from Luke chapter 19, verses 2 through 5, and we'll reread them at this time. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was of little stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for the day I must abide at thy house. Let us take a moment and go to God in prayer. O Lord, our righteous Father, which art in heaven, you have blessed us, and we thank you for the blessings, Lord. You gave us a roof over our heads to protect us on last night. You gave us food when we awakened this morning, and you called us to life this morning, even more importantly. Father, we thank you that we are able to be here in the household of the Lord. We thank you for the blessings that you give us, and we thank you for the blessings you might continue to give us if it be thy will. Father, we thank you for the leaders and their family in this congregation. We thank you for the brothers who have thus far rendered their services unto you, and we pray for those who shall come later on from this point on. Thank you, O Heavenly Father. We pray this morning for the sick and the shut-in. We pray especially for those who are members of the household of faith, that they might be healed if it be your will. We pray for those who are receiving, those who are in grief this morning because of the loss of loved ones. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that you would continue to give blessings and strength unto them. We pray this morning, O Heavenly Father, that your will might be done as we go through these services. We ask that you watch over and keep us and bless us, O Lord, and that if they be found acceptable and favorable in thy sight, that you would accept them. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for all you do for us. Father, we pray and ask you to continue your goodwill toward us and your blessings toward us as we move into the next step of our lives, O Lord. We thank you for the air we breathe, the food we eat, the land we live in, and we pray and thank you, Lord, that we might continue to be a part of the living. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for all things, everything. It is in the name of your Son, Jesus, we continue to pray and ask it all. Amen. This morning, from those few scriptures, we're going to take an old familiar subject. Immediate action is required. Have you ever received an envelope or a package in the mail with the warning written across the front of it that read, immediate action required? As we as humans have a tendency to put things off or to delay in fixing things, including spiritual matters. Even churches are guilty of this, and sometimes this may cause division among the members. In today's text, we find an example where Jesus called for immediate action. A decision needed to be made then and there. No waiting, just hurry along and come to a decision. You know, usually when you get that envelope or that package with immediate action is required, it's usually one of a couple of things. Either you have a bill that's due and it needs to be paid, or either it's something like someone requesting a donation from you. So immediate action, they ask that you work, you think on these things right away. So this is, Jesus had asked Zacchaeus, told Zacchaeus to come down. He needed to be at thy house. There are some things we ought to take immediate action on. We need to take immediate action on our soul's salvation. Jesus went to the cross to give us an opportunity at life hereafter. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 2, the Bible speaks on the matter. It said, now is the day of salvation. This means today salvation is available. There's no need to put it off for any other time. Now is better than later. We need to attend to the business of salvation not tomorrow, but today. Right now, according to 2 Peter 1 and 10, shows us the urgency of the matter. How that we need to be absolutely certain. Why? The Word of God says, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. If we do these things, we should never fail. We must take a close look at ourselves to know whether we are truly converted and being obedient to God's will always requires immediate action, which means we need to go to God and have perform an action plan with God. In Psalms 139 and verse number 23, the Bible says, search me, O God, my heart. Know my heart, try me, and know my thoughts. In order that I just not fall, watch for me to make sure. Come peacefully or prayerfully to God and seek assurance that your walk is right with Him. You know, sometimes we as Christians, we begin to doubt ourselves. We often sometimes doubt if we have been converted for the right reason. And therefore, some people require themselves to make an action plan for themselves. They ask, or they should ask God for to show them the way to make sure they are in the way. Romans 8 and 16 tells us that the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. We need to come prayerfully to God to seek assurance that your walk is right with Him. What a witness to have on our side when our souls are at stake. This is why immediate action is required so that we can stay in the faith and the will of God. And after we obey the Lord, after being baptized in the Lord, we still need to take immediate action and make sure we walk in His will and do good works. According to Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 16, the Bible says, letting our light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And then in Ephesians 8 and verse number 10, the Bible says, we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, as religious people, as believers of the Word of God, we sometimes look beyond, we have to look beyond what the Bible tells us because we walk by faith and not by sight. We have to know that when we go into the Bible that we are following the Bible will and the Word of God through His will. We have to know that God is with us and that we're with God. So some folk don't understand and don't take immediate action. Many have allowed the world to pull them away from the Word of God. They have become nearsighted. Therefore, they only see what's before them. They live the opposite of how the Bible instructs us in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, as I just repeated to you, just said to you, we walk by faith and not by sight. We can't see heaven, but we trust in the Lord enough to believe that it is as the Word of God describes it. We can't see God, but we believe in heaven, that He is in heaven looking down upon us. We were not there to see Jesus on the cross, but we believe that He hung, bled, and died on it because the Bible tells us He did. The world has lured far too many of us away from God. Some who even once believed in the Lord no longer believe in the Lord. Do you remember the drama that occurred between Abraham and Lot in Genesis chapter 13? Where they were at odds with one another. There was a great strife. There was strife between them. And one of them said, if you go to the left, I'll go to the right. And the other one said, I'll go to the right if you go to the left. But the Bible says that Lot took the land in the plain of Jordan near the river valley. And Abram chose the land of Canaan. Lot chose his land because it appeared to be better. The grass appeared to be greener on the other side. And sometimes we as individuals, as humans, we like to see things that look good and not things that are good for us. I tell you this morning, God is a good God. God has precious blessings for each and every one of us if we but just obey His will. We need to understand that God is not going to give us everything that we want or even everything that we ask Him for, but He will give us and supply our needs, all of our needs. So when it comes down to it, we need to look at the text again. We need to go back to the scripture and where the Bible says, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for press, because he was a little stature. And he ran before and climbed up into the sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. But here's what I want you to notice in verse number 5 again. And when Zacchaeus came, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. So I asked the question this morning, would you be ready if Jesus asked to come to your house today? Would you be ready for Jesus to be at your house this day? Would you be ready for Jesus if He suggested that He comes to your house this day? Do you remember in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 10, Demas, who worked with Paul, but he loved the good things of life more than serving the Lord. One's first love should always be Jesus Christ. One's second love should never be the world. It should be the Word of God and Jesus Christ Himself, number one. We should always take immediate action to build the inner man, fill up, and help the inner man to fill up on spirituality and the love for the Lord. So somebody might be asking the question this morning, why should we take immediate action? Well, we need to take immediate action because our souls are at stake. Because life is uncertain. We must become aware that life is brief. The familiar passage that I believe may have been read for you in the opening this morning, Psalms 90 and verse 10 comes to mind. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength there be 80 years, yet is there strength and labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. In other words, we're not going to be here in this life forever. 70 or 80 years is the common thought that the Bible gives us of life for a man. But his life still consists of labor and toil. A few exceed these years and some many fall short of these years. Therefore, it behooves us to take immediate action to get our lives in tune to God's will. Thank God we don't have the dates of our lives to set the dates of our lives. Only God does. Death in most cases comes sooner than we expect it to come. It came unexpectedly to the rich man in Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 20, where Jesus told him, "Thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." He wanted to live longer, for he was planning a longer life. And somebody may say, well, how do you know? Because Jesus said in verse number 19, he had goods laid up for many years. His goods did not match up with God's calling of him. So he needed to take some immediate action when Jesus was there with him. Men today are in need of immediate action to get their souls in order before the Lord calls for it. We may not get the warning Zacchaeus had given to him by Jesus. He was told to hurry up and come down. In other words, his immediate action was required. His house was to receive salvation according to verse number 9. Look at verse number 9. And Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham." Church, we must learn and hear the word of God, and we must learn to take immediate actions. Immediate action is always required when it comes to spirituality. We must get our house in order. We must get our house in order that we might be ready to receive the Lord. Just as on the front of that envelope calls for our immediate attention, it usually means that there's something that they want you to see inside. As I said, it could be a bill or a call for you to buy something, and they request your immediate action. But so it is with our souls. We are given one day to be rewarded, but we must be prepared if we are to receive the crown of life. We can't put our Lord on hold. When he is ready, he shall come for us. We must take immediate steps to get ready. For if we are not ready, we must still go if he calls us. We must take advantage of salvation while it is available to us. If Jesus looked up and saw Zacchaeus in the sycamore tree, think how much clearer he is looking down on us from heaven and seeing us and what we do. Let us learn to take immediate action and get ready to meet the Lord and our King. When you go back and look at it once again, God told Zacchaeus he needed him down right then and right there. He said, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." So when I took a poll in the audience this morning and asked the simple question, if Jesus knocked on your door, would your house be in order? Would your house be ready to receive him? And if you answered honestly, and honesty is the best policy, so they say, if you answered honestly, would you say, "Yes, Lord, my house is ready to receive thee," or "No, Lord, my house is not ready"? And then you might have to ask for a little more time to get your house in order. When you think on the matter, God is not going to wait for us forever. We need to get our house in order right now. We need to make sure that prepare for our calling and election. Give diligence to make sure of our calling and election. We need to make sure that we are serving God as the Bible prescribes us to serve God. You know, we oftentimes want to, well, I guess for lack of a better term, we oftentimes want to use our own thoughts and our own definitions of what the Bible means. But I'll tell you something. The Bible means what it says, and the Bible says what it means. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm simply saying one thing. If the Bible tells us, as it does in Hebrews 10:25, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, it means that on Sunday morning you ought to be here. Isn't that what it means, church? That means that when Sunday morning rolls around, you ought to wake up with getting an immediate action, an action plan put into action that says, I'm going to get ready and my household are going to get ready to go out to the church house. You ought to be ready. You ought to prepare yourself on Saturday night by preparing your clothes, laying your clothes out so that you don't have no rush on Sunday morning. And when you get your clothes laid out on Saturday night, just put it in your mind that I'm going to be taking immediate action in the morning so that I can be ready to go when the morning comes around. If the Lord lets me live. So when I think about that text in Hebrews 10:25 where it says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. I thank God for giving us, for the Bible for giving us the warning that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And I know that sometimes weather causes problems for some of us. If the weather is bad, sometimes some of us can't get out. But you know something? Soon as Monday morning comes around, you know where I'm going with this. If you got to get up and go to work, you are going to find a way to get out on Monday morning. If that means getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, going and dig snow away from your car or clearing your car, you are going to get up. But if when it comes to Sunday morning, we tend to get lax and we say, oh, I'm going to sleep in for a little while. I'm just going to lay here in bed, and if the snow plow happens to come down the street, then I might be able to get out. But God didn't, the Word of God didn't put any hindrance in do not forsake the assembling of yourself together. He did not say do not forsake the attendance at church if the weather is right. It said do not forsake the assembling of yourself as they assemble together. In other words, come to church. And while I'm on that text, think about this for a while. Try not to be an 11 o'clock Christian. Now, I know all of you know what an 11 o'clock Christian is. That means you get here by the time the preacher walks up into the pulpit. You get here just in time to hear him get up and see him get up and walk up into the pulpit. And some of us even get here at 11:15 or 11:20. And by the time you get here and the preacher is already up, you start bothering your neighbor to ask him, what is he talking about? Well, you should be here so you'll know what he's talking about. He's talking about, or he should be talking about, the Word of God. So let us remember on Sunday mornings to get ready and take immediate action to get out and come to church. So when he asked the question in verse number 5, or when he made the statement in verse number 5, he told Zacchaeus to make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. We must abide on Sunday morning at the Lord's house. We must get to the Lord's house on Sunday morning. And let me tell you something else, as long as I'm there. You've heard me say it before, but I'm going to say it again. Don't wait till the collection plate comes around to get your money ready. You know you got something to put in the collection plate. Don't hold the brothers up when they come around. The brother's standing there holding the tray while you dig for your money. Have your money ready when he gets there. When you get on the CTA, you have your money ready or your card ready. So don't hold up the Lord's work. And as long as I'm visiting that same spot, I may as well say this too. Can I got a couple more minutes. I got enough time to say this. Don't be walking during the communion. When the communion tray is coming around, sit in your seat and wait for the communion to be passed to you. And I understand some of you have issues you need to rush out, and I understand that. But wait till the communion is completed before you run out the door. And one last thing I want to say before I go. Some of us, usually it's those 11 o'clock Christians that I was speaking of, they want to be the first one out the door. They can't wait until the last word is said before they rush out of the door. They won't even stay and shake your hand. And the Bible gives us instructions to greet one another in Romans 16, 16. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. This is called taking immediate action. Stay here and greet your brothers and sisters. Now, I understand some of you stay a little bit past time. I know that too. So we put the lights out. So I don't know if you need to go home or if you need to go somewhere else, but we just want you to leave here. So I just thought I'd put in your mind this morning on taking immediate action. And I just dropped a few other things in there. And the lesson this morning in Bible class was about giving and helping. It's about giving to those who are in need of our help. And it went into some other issues, some other areas there. It talked about widows, widows indeed, and widows in need. But we're not going to visit that. All I want to say about this thing is give, and that old saying, give until it hurts, might apply. We need to make sure that the church is in a position to help those that need help. We need to make sure that the church is in a position to give unto those who really need to be given unto. So it requires us to take immediate action on everything that I talked about this morning. It requires us to be ready when the Lord comes. And that's taking action while you still can. If I told you to go down there to Long John Silver somewhere and get me an order of fish or chicken, you'd take immediate action, because I'd tell you to get yourself one too. So you'd take immediate action and run down to Long John Silver or over to Kentucky Fried, whatever the case may be. But why can't we take immediate action when it comes to the Lord? Get up on Sunday morning, prepare yourself. Be ready to come out. And no, we don't hold that long that you're going to be bored sitting here in church. I know some of you are probably half asleep now. But that's okay. Maybe you took your medicine. That's what I'm going to say. And your medicine put you to sleep. But we don't stay that long. That's my point. My point is that if the Lord's house doors are open, you need to come in. You need to come in so that your soul can get prepared for doing the Lord's will. So he told Zacchaeus to come down because I need to be at your house. And he brought salvation to Zacchaeus' house. Would your house be in the same position this morning? Would you be able to take that immediate action? And you take that immediate action, first of all, by coming, hearing, believing, repentance, and confessing to the Word of God. And then being baptized. If you've already taken those steps, but you've walked astray, and you mess up sometimes, I do. I'll be the first to admit it. But when you mess up, you go to the Lord and ask the Lord for forgiveness, then come before the church to ask them to help you pray your way through this situation. And the Lord is standing by to hear your prayer. if you would just but offer it. He'll listen as we together come forward and sing the song of invitation.